In the middle of the forest in Edelweiss, Quebec, Sean Collins digs his chainsaw into a 2x4. He's working near the front door of the house he's building with his partner, Diane Gribben. And after more than a year of hard work, it's actually starting to look like a home.
So this is the bathroom.
Oh, it's the bathroom.
It'll be a bedroom, or a guest bedroom, closet.
Sean and Diane finished framing the house last summer. When you first walk up to the house, the two-story building looks circular, but it's actually made up of 16 sides. Or, if you want to be specific, it's a hexadecagon.
We wanted to build a circle house, so, you know, circles are sort of what happens in nature. That's what other creatures build, and we've got the yurt, you know, or there are teepees and igloos, and that's what beavers do. And we like the feel of the round, but you also get more square footage for less building materials, so it also makes sense.
Now that the framing is finished, Sean and Diane have moved on to building the walls. They're using a technique called cordwooding. Think bricklaying, but using stovewood-sized logs instead of bricks. Sean and Diane stack the logs as if they're building a woodpile, packing mortar and sawdust in between each piece.
I just do that everywhere. Sort of makes it look a little cleaner.
Sean uses a wire brush to clean off the ends of the logs as he builds up the walls of the house. His chin-length brown hair is tucked behind his ears, his work clothes and boots splattered with mortar and sawdust. He explains they find all their building materials secondhand, including the windows, doors, and staircases. They hunt for the salvage materials online and by asking around among friends and colleagues.
The windows came from someone changing all the windows in an apartment building, and they had some extra ones. Yeah, and a few other places. People just order the wrong size, or they just order the wrong color, or just gets there and it wasn't what they wanted, so they try to sell it.
The frame's already set, and then the door comes and doesn't fit. It ends up on Kijiji or something, you know, so that's where we can find that. We also got our spiral staircase secondhand locally.
The flooring, the oak hardwood flooring, about 1,000 square feet of that from just someone who ordered it, and then they changed their mind, they didn't want it, and so the contractor had to get rid of it, and they just got rid of it cheap.
As for the cordwood they're using to build the walls, Diane says it was one of their luckiest finds.
There's a highway extension going in, and they cleared out a lot of cedar for that, and we were able to get that cedar that was taken down. We had to spend the time stripping it, just take all the bark off. That's what we did last summer on the weekends, and then we cut it all to 16 inches so that it could dry.
Diane has curly brown hair, pulled back and tucked under a patchwork hat. She's not a tall woman, but she's strong, toned from years of river guiding up north where she and Sean first met. Diane calls their project the Slow House Movement. Looking for the building materials takes time, but they also took their time with the blueprints. They wanted to make sure they weren't missing anything in their design.
Something that's neat about the Slow House Movement, which we're a part of right now, is that it certainly minimizes debt, and it also allows you that time to find the materials and to really have the time to think and rethink the design and think and rethink the space, and to go through the seasons and in each season think, oh, you know, we need to remember, because now it's winter and we're thinking about, you know, we're thinking in a different way, we're thinking about staying warm, or we're thinking about vegetables, or to do things more slowly, I think, is something that we've lost, and people are so disconnected from the structures that they live in, and things are made just to code.
Sean and Diane have been building the house bit by bit since 2007, and they hope to move in by the end of next summer. It's taken a while, but they carpool to their full-time jobs with the government every day, and cordwood in their time off. They're living in a yurt in the woods while they build the house. They say they love living on their land, even in the winter, but it wasn't long ago that they called the Byward Market home.
We wouldn't go to auctions or garage sales right now looking for interior things because we have nowhere to put it. We moved out of our apartment basically into that shipping container. We got a secondhand shipping container and we put all of our furniture in there.
This summer, Diane's friend Leif Gaston is helping build the home. He's visiting from Maine, staying in a tent near the build site. He's covered in sawdust, but he doesn't seem to mind.
The great thing is that these materials are so locally accessible. It's also very non-toxic. A lot of contemporary building materials can be toxic, so it's very ecologically friendly. I don't know a whole lot about building and about, you know, being a handyman, but it's always something that I've wanted to learn about, you know, how can I gain these skills, you know, do-it-yourself sort of projects. And I think from what I've already learned that I would get a big step up when the day comes for me to build my own house.
Diane says they chose to build the house this way not only because it's environmentally friendly, but also because it's time-tested.
It is a really old building style, and especially in the Ottawa Valley, but and it lasts forever. You see a lot of the barn foundations in the area that are still standing. There's actually a place in Europe that's 1,000 years old, that's Cornwood, so we hope to give all this timber and this center post to prolong its life.
Sean and Diane used salvaged wood from local barns to frame the house, but had to use some new wood in the frame to make sure the building is up to code. But they still kept the environment in mind. They got the wood from a local source, a sawmill in Low, Quebec. Their dream is to live totally independently, even down to their electricity, using solar panels on the roof.
We plan to be off the grid, so, and that's something that we're going to set up also as we go, so we may just get a panel at a time as we can afford it. We're living pretty energy efficiently already, having, you know, lived 6 months in the yurt, so we're pretty confident with our creativity that we can make that work.
Sean and Diane say while the project is taking years, they've had lots of help from friends and family, like Leaf. And once their home is finished, they hope to open their doors to the community. They plan to hold workshops teaching others how to cordwood.
It's good even for, you know, a little outdoor sauna or a shed.
Yeah, you don't have to build the whole house.
You don't have to spend a lot on it, and it'll last forever. So we want to sort of spread the word a bit too and empower other people with those building skills, you know, because you might not think you could do it, but you definitely can. If we can do it, I think anybody can do it. We don't have building background, so we do now.
In Edelweiss, Quebec, I'm Rosemary Quip.
Oh, God.